in Wolfsburg, PA on WAZL Radio. You're up next. Hello, Dan.
Yeah, hi. My question is, what is the church's teaching on why Jesus chose bread and wine as his body and blood, and what does that do for us? Does it do anything for us physically as well as spiritually? Is it, because most non-Catholic folks think we're crazy for what we believe in.
Yes. And I was one of them, Dan. Before I was Catholic, I thought you guys were crazy. But I think that the church, I'm racking my brain here. I don't remember reading anything from the Magisterium as to the why. We can certainly speculate. I could be wrong on that, but I'm not remembering anything specifically about the bread and wine. But generally, Dan, what you read from theologians and fathers of the church is that bread and wine represent the staples. Hey, the staples of first century Jewish diet. So it's certainly fitting that the staple of our spiritual diet, right? Jesus Christ, who comes into our very bodies in his physical reality, as Pope Paul VI said in the great 1965 encyclical Mysterium Fide. He comes in his physical reality, body, blood, soul, and divinity. Why? Because, Dan, you and I aren't angels. We are men. We are hylomorphic beings. We're body, soul, composites. That's what hylomorphism means. We are body, soul, composites. We're not angels. We're not pure spirits. And so that's why the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. He took upon himself our nature. Well, in order to get inside of us, he chooses sacraments, the bread and wine, to be the instruments whereby he comes inside of us in that physical presence inside of us. And in that intimate union, graces are confected that cannot be duplicated. You know, this is analogous. I think of it this way, Dan, to the conjugal union, because Jesus or St. Paul tells us as much in Ephesians 5, verses 19 through 32. St. Paul talks about how marriage is a sacramental manifestation of the love of Christ for his church. So as a woman and man joined together in a spiritual reality, right, at the altar on their wedding day, on their wedding night, there's a physical conjugal joining. And in that joining, graces that were confected in the ratification are increased and perfected, and we're empowered as a married couple to live the life, the supernatural life that God has willed for us. So, you know, in the Eucharist, this is kind of our nuptial relationship with God. He comes inside of us. And just as with the marital embrace, that union, the two become indispensable to one another. Graces are communicated in a unique way that cannot be duplicated. Well, so it is with us. It's Christ coming in. So, you know what, Patrick, I would say it's not so much the bread and wine, though God chose those are fixed, we cannot change them. I think the principle is that this is the instrument whereby Jesus comes inside of us, and as he says in Revelation 3:20, he communes with us and we with him in that intimate way, and those graces, like I said before, are communicated that cannot be duplicated. I mean, Dan, what a great gift we have. I think that should be our focus, is what it is that God is doing and who it is that we are receiving.
Excellent question, Dan.